coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Gorgeous morning out there. I mean, gorgeous. I get in my 100,000 steps already. 57 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 59 in Oshkosh.
Our in-house guest is laughing, so okay, that's nice. You make her feel
well, I can't wait to talk to her. How many pounds did you lose, Kathy? 190. She lost 190 pounds.
Can you believe
pounds.
That, Todd?
She lost 190 pounds.
We used to work together, and I really didn't. I felt bad. I didn't recognize her when she walked in. She goes, "You wouldn't recognize me. I used to weigh 340 pounds. Look at her now."
Okay, but did you hear what she said to me? I didn't recognize him. He must have put on 100 pounds.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
Kathy.
I saw
that.
Yeah. I saw it.
So then I said to her, I said, "Kathy, would you mind telling us, like, how did you do that?" And she goes, It was just willpower. I just made a decision. Today's the day, and I'm going to lose weight. And John said, that doesn't work.
You need a new strategy.
We've tried that. That will not work.
She has willpower, and Jim goes out and gets a darker wardrobe.
That's what I did today.
And I'm going to stand at more of an angle when we have somebody like Nina. Because that's how we're doing it.
Well, we'll get to that. But we have another very
special guest, my buddy Tim Lees. Tim, good morning.
Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I wish I could. I wish my coffee maker would have worked this morning. I wasn't able to get my coffee, but I'll tell you what. After listening to Mino just for a few minutes, holy cat!
grab
I wish I could bottle that energy up.
Grab the gin. Yeah,
Tim Lee. Tim, give a little bit about your background in the United States Army.
So I went in. I went in the regular Army back in 1983. I was stationed in Germany, and then I got out. Went to college, and then I missed it, you know, so I went back in and in the reserves, and I spent several years in the reserves, and then in 2004, I went to the National Guard so that I can get deployed with a combat unit to go to Iraq. So,
how many years total, Tim?
30. I retired in 2008, and then I went back in to get the post 9/11 GI Bill money in 2015 for my kids, and then I retired 2 years ago when I turned 60. They threw me out.
How many deployments to Iraq did you do?
Just one.
But then where else were you deployed?
I was deployed to Fort McCoy. I was training troops up there. That was before I joined the Guard. I decided if I'm going to train troops, then I really should train them, you know, from a level of experience.
So. When you were in Iraq and you were informed that you're pretty much be my bodyguard, how did you react?
Who the hell is Mino?
Right.
Exactly.
If something goes wrong, I won't get in too much trouble.
Yeah. It's not a real celebrity.
I think there was an eye roll in there when I was told that.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a real VIP. He was told he's going to be with a VIP, and he's like, oh! It's like, who's Mino? Tim here is from like Madison-ish. But Tim, one thing I want to talk about is, I mean, having seen it up close and personal, what you guys did for a year over there, I don't think you guys get the recognition you deserve. You know, war is a terrible, 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 terrible thing. And all you have to do is go to Walter Reed Hospital back in the day or go to the boneyard of the Humvee wrecks to see what it was really like. But, you know, sometimes the media tries to get the low hanging fruit. What's the easiest story to do?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys would go out and what would seem like a routine, mundane mission, but as soon as you walked out or you rolled out of that gate, you were in no man's land. You were in hostile enemy territory and you could be killed any second. And you guys might go out on a mission like you took me on that was maybe 8 hours or 10 hours or something, or go out for 2 weeks on those roads. And the entire time your group was on those roads, you were in serious danger. How did you guys wake up every morning and accept that, Tim?
It becomes a part of your life. It's like, it was like your life back home. So you get up in the morning, you put on your clothes, you go to work. It was the same thing over there. You're going through this whole new experience with your buddies. So they're your support group and they're there with you every day. And your buddies are doing it. You're not necessarily doing it for yourself, for your country. You're doing it for your buddies, you know. So,
Hey Tim, Our next guest is also works with veterans. What's your assessment of our military, the word I'm looking for, today versus, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago?
Or even like when you enlisted.
Right. I mean, we've
30 years ago.
We've had people on here saying, you know, the applications are down a little bit, except for the Air Force, I think. But
recruiting?
The recruiting's down. Yeah. I mean, what's your assessment, some guy who's been there 30 years and done pretty much everything?
It's not the Army we had in when I went in 1983. It's not the Army we had in 2005 through 2006. That era, that 2005, 2006, when we were overseas, we had the best Army in the world. We could have taken on anybody, hands down. Now, not so much. There's lack of discipline. There's too much individualism. They're too concerned about people's feelings. You can't be concerned about people's feelings in a life and death situations like that. You have to follow orders, and I think we're lacking that today. We're lacking leadership is what we're lacking.
And you talk about this individual, and really to accomplish any task, you need the team, and that's got to be more important than anyone on the team. And yeah, that's I thought that's what your answer was going to be. I'm a little sorry to hear that, but we just got to get back to, I mean, you guys were awesome, and I don't know, how do we get back to where we were?
Have the generals argue with the politicians instead of a bunch of yes men saying, okay, yeah, you know, let's do that. Let's create social experiments in the military. That's not the place. We're paid to blow stuff up and kill people. We're not paid to be a social experiment landscape. So,
Tim, let me ask you this. So, because what was your rank? E5 when I was with you guys? E6?
Seven.
Thanks. Seven.
Oh. Seven. Thanks for the demotion.
Yeah, well, I thought you got promoted because the great job you did with me. Yeah. I thought they gave you a special commemoration.
For the record, Tim, John was an intern. So.
But you got, I mean, we've talked, we won't mention any names, but it's amazing how you have to juggle, agree, and you can say, okay, we're all in the Army, we're all in this together, but man, you get some knuckleheads, or you get kids that are immature, or you get this. I mean, it's kind of like being the school marm in a certain way, isn't it, that, you know, corralling all these people and all these different personalities and trying to get them all to focus on the same mission. That's one of the big jobs of being somebody like yourself back in the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like herding cats, as they say.
But now, yesterday was the anniversary of probably your worst day over in Iraq, wouldn't you say? And if you could just take that and expound on it.
Yeah. So on July 24th in 2006, we lost, the unit that was replacing us lost a young man. He's Corporal Stephen Castor. He is from Cedarburg. And what had happened was I had a gun truck that was blown up 2 days earlier up near Al-Asad. And so we had a convoy come back. So I took the guys off the truck. I left my most experienced man on there. That's Sergeant Jeff Forpel. And we had to send them up to replace that gun truck because convoys couldn't move with less than three gun trucks. So we sent it up in a convoy, and 3 hours into Iraq, Shia militias exploded an EFP IED, which is a really lethal form of an IED, and it killed Castor, and it wounded Vorpal badly. He was in Walter Reed for several months.
And the bizarre thing is that was on the internet, on YouTube, an hour later or something?
Yeah, I don't know the timeline, but yeah, they posted the video of it.
That's so surreal.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. And they use it as a recruiting effort. Look at what we did.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and to get money.
Yeah.
Because they got paid for killing us. So.
That's the thing. Tim, tell me about, you know, again, people over here, I don't think understand what you guys did on a daily basis. And it wasn't very publicized, but you guys got hit a lot, didn't you?
The battalion did as a whole. Yeah. Some guys got through without getting their combat infantry badge, which you get awarded for for being in combat, direct combat, ground combat with the enemy, so some guys didn't really get hit at all. Some nights it was just smooth sailing, but you could see it was starting to pick up. The activity was picking up when you got into the summer of 2006. That's why they kicked off the surge the following year.
Did you, did you just like feel it? And some of the guys, you know, when I visited you guys, that was probably about 6 weeks maybe before you started really, you know, bringing it down and getting ready to go home. Some guys mentioned that they were more nervous about going on missions then than they were in their early days there, because it's like, okay, I don't want to be the last, you know what I mean? That was a real thing, wasn't it, Tim, that got into guys' heads?
Yeah, you get complacent too. You're running these missions and you start missing some of the important things that you were trained on or that you knew from experience. And we unfortunately lost another man from our unit. It was Ryan Jopek, mm-hmm. and Sergeant Ryan Jopek. He was from Merrill, and he was killed on August 1st of 2006.
So right at the very end.
Right at the very end. His last mission.
Unbelievable. Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, Tim, I just want to again, the 127, what you guys did over there needs to be embraced more, and that story needs to be known more. And I know you guys put out a book, but what you guys did on a daily basis, every time you rolled outside of that gate, your lives were in danger. I mean, seriously, there was no more dangerous place to be than driving from where you guys were to like Baghdad or Mosul or to Crete or whatever on the face of the earth at that time, was there?
I don't think so, but no. It didn't even cross our minds.
I could tell by listening to you. I've never met you, but you just took it as the day came.
It's the job.
Right.
That's how they did it.
And that's what we need. And, you know, people like you, you talk about leadership. Well, you've got it. What's the book?
What is the name of the book, Tim?
I got to read that.
Private Soldiers.
Private Soldiers.
Ben Buchholz.
That's Amazon. Can we get it there?
Yeah, you can find it on Amazon.
There's a picture of me in there. You want it for that?
Yeah, there is.
Oh my gosh. And to think I was gonna buy it. Yeah. All right, no, I'll buy it. That's great. Well, thank you, Tim, for all you've done.
Thank you very much. All the respect in the world for you guys. You know that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much. Tim Lease, 127, 30-year Army veteran. When we come back, we're gonna talk with Kathy about helping elderly veterans. That's a great thing that needs to be done. We're gonna do that. We're gonna give away some brewer tickets. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Stay with us. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here in an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous Thursday. I love this song. Could we go through, can we take a day and go through everything he mentions and talks about it?
Sure.
I would love that. Can we do that?
Yeah. Sure.
What?
They did this again.
They did remake it. That's right.
And you're
just recently.
Yeah.
Are you in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's mentioned in it.
Is it an actual song or is somebody on the street?
I think somebody from IXX did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it.
He's in it.
I'll go through that because that's more modern and really more akin to Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin.
I think Green Bay.
I think it's Wisconsin.
Northeast Wisconsin.
That's what the governor
I think
had.
So. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll do that. Hey, we've got
Kathy Bartz.
We got to focus on Kathy. The reason we invited her in here is this veterans assistance in homes. And there's just a need. There's some older veterans, and they sometimes need some help within their homes and just to make a friendly, great environment for them to live in. And I want to focus on that. However, we worked together years ago, and I didn't recognize you when you walked in, although you looked a little bit familiar, and one of those things, you look at their eyes, but you've lost
190 pounds.
Okay.
I've never heard of a human being losing 190 pounds.
And now you have.
Ever. Yeah.
And you look great.
Ever.
And I, you, Oh, so walk 10 to 15 miles a day.
Yes, I do.
You have much more energy.
Yes, I do.
You've got a great smile, but you always
have
that.
Okay, let me just say this. But let me qualify something, though. Yeah. Let me qualify something. I would walk that much, okay? But then my feet hurt and stuff like that. And Kathy has no excuses because, well, she
I only got one foot.
So. She only has one foot. She has prosthetic. So I think that would be easier to do. So that's my excuse.
Easier. Oh, come on. I challenge you on that one.
Take 190 pounds, Kathy.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
How did you lose 190 pounds?
I really cared about what I ate, what went in me. Nothing that's microprocessed. I don't eat any flours, no cookies, no chips, nothing like that.
Oh, so it's one of those crazy diets.
I drink lots of water, protein, a lot of protein.
By protein, what do you mean?
Meat.
Okay.
All right, we're there so far.
Meat, vegetables, fruit, lots of fruit.
I thought you're not supposed to eat fruit on the no-carb diet.
That is a misnomer.
Really?
Yes.
That's why I stopped eating strawberries. I thought, felt like I was putting on too much weight. Switch to
went back to chips.
Yes. Yeah. You know, 190 pounds.
And don't ever buy baked Lay's. Those are absolutely worst for you.
What is the number one? What is the number one thing you gave up where it's like, thank God I gave that up?
Ice cream.
Really?
I loved ice cream.
Oh, who doesn't love ice cream?
I would take the Lay's over ice cream. I love baked Lay's. And
baked Lay's are one of the worst things
that
in the
hurts
world
to hear that.
Sorry.
But if they do, like, sometimes they have sales on them. Like, if you buy three, mm-hmm. you can get three bags for $9.
But they're not good for you.
But they taste.
Eat Fritos. Fritos are actually better for you.
All right, okay, I've just started today a new diet. Okay. So this is kind of coincidental that you're in here today. I mean, you're in here really to talk about veterans assistance, but maybe this is a God thing that you're in here today because I started my new diet today. So
you're
an inspiration.
Great, and we can work out every morning. And
can I just ask, I don't want to go that far. What was your high?
340 pounds.
340 pounds.
I got a ways to go before I get there.
Not that far. What was your BMI, do you know?
47.
Okay, ours is 33.6. Yeah. Well, yours was 0.6. I was 33. Even.
They were the exact same. But we're starting today to be funded because we'll get you back and we'll talk more about how your program is going with Veterans Assistance, but we'll also check in on John.
But we want to talk about this, Kathy, because I was with several groups where elderly veterans needed help. And we'd go, and a lot of them, to be honest with you, were World War II veterans who are no longer with us. And I don't know if these organizations, I haven't heard from them in a few years, if they're still out there. But let's talk about it. Perfect example is your father. And right. I know there's numerous other people in the exact same situation. So I basically want to put out the call for these people because I've got so many friends who are craftsmen and home builders and remodelers and, you know, flippers and electricians and plumbers. And they've so many times they've given up their free time or whatever to help out these elderly veterans. Talk about the case right here with your dad. This is a perfect example of exactly the type of guys that we've worked with over the years.
Right. That's exactly what we're looking for, is people to help out, because what's happening is these men in the early 50s, the government said, we really need you to protect us against the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
And everybody signed up and they said, yes, we want to
save
our country.
Yep.
And they went willingly.
Yep.
They just signed up. They went. They were so proud to be Americans and protect our country. But now they're getting to be 88, 90, 93, and they have limited income. And their homes are starting to depreciate or have issues, and we're looking for help to help
and
these
little
people.
Things that can lead to big things to make that house depreciate even
exactly,
more.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And they're retired now, and they don't have much income to fix some of these projects that really aren't that expensive, but outside of what they have financially.
You know it's kind of funny, but it's kind of the humor those kind of guys have. One of the guys goes, you know, I got to be honest with you guys. I apologize. I never thought I'd live this long to have these kind of problems.
My so dad says that.
Yeah, isn't that true, though? That's just they got that gallows humor,
yeah.
These guys. They're wonderful gentlemen, but they just need some help. And it's so hard to find handymen these days.
It's very hard.
So hard. So we just want to put this out there. If there's any groups like, you know, tradesmen and stuff who can help and volunteer to help elderly veterans such as your dad.
Or even as a nominal fee, where, you know, sure, that we could pay a certain percentage, but like porches or drain issues, electricity issues in some of their homes as the homes have gotten older.
Absolutely.
Those are the kind of things that we need help. As in my father's case, he needs a porch desperately.
And, does he need a ramp?
Handicap ramp? It would be nice to have a ramp, but it right now his porch is, you know, falling to pieces, and he's got drainage issues in his basement, and but they just want so much money.
And it's just natural. I know, that's what I mean, but it's just natural stuff from houses being old.
It is.
And these people live in there, and they don't have the means or the whatever anymore.
So how do we get, how can we help out if there's people, and there's a lot of handy people in Green Bay.
There are, and they could contact me. I can give you my phone number.
Please.
It's 920-619-4915, or you can email me at kkbratz, it's B-R-A-T-Z, @gmail.com.
Okay. And they could contact us too. I mean, they could text us right
here.
And
we'll put this on our...
Yeah, we'll keep talking about this.
Yeah. Right.
But it's one of those things where, you know, they've almost fallen through the cracks a little bit, that generation of guys.
They did. And both my father-in-laws were also in Vietnam. My son-in-law was in Iraq twice. And these people will now be coming much older as well.
Right.
And I think that as Americans, we need to stand behind the people that were willing to protect us.
Totally agree. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
And how great to come in and, you know, pay, you know, honor our service people. But then I bet you the conversation's pretty good, too. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that would be a fun place to work to help out.
I think that the internet is kind of ruining the Army or our armed services and putting out very negative vibes about our service, but it's a very honorable thing to do to serve our country.
Absolutely.
And protect us. And people don't understand how important that is.
Beautiful. Right. Kathy, we're going to get your dad's place taken care of. I guarantee that. I promise that.
John's
and not
handy.
Just him. I mean, thank God you came to tell us about this, because it's like, oh, yeah. So we hope this is just be the tip of the spear, and we're going to help out a whole bunch of veterans.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kathy.
And congrats on your weight loss, too. My God, you're disciplined.
Thank you.
Yeah, but she did it in a crazy way.
She gave up Lay's potato chips?
I know.
Come on, there's got to be a better
Quick
way.
Quick break after this.
Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We already had at least one person reach out to us, right, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, a really good idea, too. Let me find it here. But it would be an awesome summer school class for tech ed classes.
Okay. That'd be great. That sounds super.
Brian says he's going to plant the seed with some GPAPS people as well.
Great. One of the things, just there's going to be a lot of people that could use assistance, but just to start off with Kathy's dad, 90-something-year-old Army veteran, needs either a porch or a ramp, handicap-type ramp, and just has drain issues in his basement. Type thing. So nothing major, you know, doesn't need a new roof or whatever. But if there's people out there, and again, I've worked with so many guys and women that used to help out on these kind of projects. And I don't know if it all kind of just faded away, but if we could bring the band together again, so to speak, to help out guys like this, it would be fantastic.
And
please reach out to us.
Right. And there were church groups. There were people who did that. And I don't know if COVID kind of, you know, nobody
did anything.
You know,
it almost seems like a gym. And not to blame you, because, you know, we can blame COVID on so many things. But you're right. It seems like some of these organizations just sort of drifted apart.
And you got to get the band back together.
Yeah.
We miss things that fell apart. And it takes some leadership to put it back together, but we need that.
So we're going to try to do that. Veterans Assistance Program. We will spearhead it right here. I would get guys that'll, you know, they're experts in their field.
Right.
And have, you know, are very willing to help veterans. So we're going to keep that rocking. Okay.
Awesome.
So please reach out to Todd. Todd, how can they get a hold of you?
Todd, why do we have a bell?
This is because you'll see why we have a bell. Thank you, Todd. You'll see why we have a bell. We're going head to head in Jeopardy.
For
Brewer tickets.
First of all, this isn't right.
Why isn't it right?
We're playing Jeopardy.
We are playing Jeopardy.
And who? I'm playing against Mino.
Yep. You're playing against my
and you brought the book down.
I didn't
for the
read
question.
I actually,
I didn't
read Todd.
It.
You, there's nothing in you can't
every
real
time.
Seriously.
Yeah. I know. No, here's what I'm not good at. Reading a question says go to page whatever, whatever for the answer. I never go to that page.
You can tell it's been read. Okay.
But it's no.
This is in great shape. I don't know if it's ever been opened.
It's a Christmas present from my son.
All you talk about is like you can't sleep, so I read. I read this. I read for 3 hours. I read for 4 hours. I don't believe you didn't read that book.
I did not read that book.
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's try it.
So here's what we're going to do. We got tickets for Sunday's Brewers game, taking on the Marlins. 110 is the first pitch at AmFam Field. And if you'd like to play along, you can choose Jim or John. Text us right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose WGBW or WISS, and we'll play that way.
The roof will be open. It's going to be 90 degrees. It's going to be awesome. That's going to be a great, great game.
Is it really? It's getting that warm this weekend?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought 88, 90
on
Sunday.
Well, you be careful
when
you're picking your cherries. I'm concerned for you.
I am going
to have to wear one of those big old pith helmets. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
So we need two players, right, Todd? Yep. Or we need two people that we're playing for.
That's correct.
To text us.
That's correct. Once they do that, we'll get them in.
And so. I am shocked at our other poll. Did you own the Glory Years Packers album? No, 90%.
Yeah, John, you know.
What?
Somebody just texted in. Hey, reading the book would have been show prep. You know, Mino didn't do that.
All right.
You are correct.
Good. All right.
Show prep is not my friend.
All right. I've got two.
All right.
Okay.
Rick is playing with John.
Okay. Here we go, Rick. Down. Rick, just plan your day because I'm going to win this.
Okay. And who am I playing for?
And
Donna.
And Nancy's playing with Jim.
All right, Nancy.
All right.
Here we go.
I'll
get my bell warmed up.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. It works, Nancy. All right.
I'm going to have to, because I got a lot going on here, so you guys have to help me out a little
bit.
All
right.
We're good.
All right, here's your first question.
Category?
Transportation.
Okay.
All right. The main attraction of the event called Monster Jam is watching these vehicles.
Trucks.
Trucks is right. Yes, correct. So Jim has one.
Right, Nancy. Pick out your seats.
I thought there was going to be more to the question. I thought it was going to be like, where is this held type of thing or whatever.
Right.
So I was waiting for that.
Transportation, where is it held? That would be places. Okay, go ahead.
Question number two or answer number two. Based on banana hanging hooks, this was invented in 1936 to transport skiers at Sun Valley, Idaho. Yes.
Chairlifts.
Wait a minute. That was my bell.
That was my bell.
Gondolas.
Chairlift is correct.
Thank you.
That was mine.
No, it was not.
You would have said
how
gondola.
Do you know? You can't even see.
He can tell, but they have different sounds. The two bells have different.
They're very different.
Different tenor and timbre.
It's the exact same bell.
It's tied 1-1. All right, here we go.
Let me ask you. Have you ever been at chairlift at Sun Valley?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. You're lying.
I've been on tons of chairlifts.
You've never been to Sun Valley.
Sun Valley, Idaho.
Yes, I have.
Oh, does that mean I haven't?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Terry from Ashwaubenon has the album, so we have to change that.
Thank you,
that.
Terry.
In fact, sent a picture of it,
Thank
too.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, that's great, Terry.
All right, answer number three. In 1832, the USA's first horse-drawn streetcar began driving up and down the
San Francisco.
That is incorrect. Started driving up and down the Bowery in this city. Jim.
Well, I get it because he got it wrong.
Correct. No, you don't
you
get
gotta
it.
Get
you have
it
to
right.
answer it.
New York.
That is correct. Jim now has two to John's one. So Nancy's ahead on this one. Question number four.
This should be titled Worst Jeopardy.
How about this? What? This is good Jeopardy.
This is better than
this
your
is
stuff.
This is so much better than your stuff. It's mind-boggling.
Right, okay,
if this was Jim, be like, I'm gonna switch now. We're gonna do African geography.
Okay.
The transport for a 19th century double date may have been a barouche, one of these. Yes.
Model T.
Nope.
Okay.
19th century double date may have been on one of these.
I don't know. Horse-drawn carriage.
That's it. Jim has...
Johnny, that car didn't come around until 1908, I think.
Well, it's still 19th century.
That'd be 20th century.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
One more question here.
This is easier than I thought. All right.
And you had to fight it right away.
Yeah.
This maternal term for a vessel that guards or serves smaller ones is often used in sci-fi. They call it the
Mothership?
That is correct. Oh. Jim walks away with
all right,
the prize.
Nancy.
Actually, we're going to give both Rick and Nancy tickets for the game.
I, you know what? You beat me fair and square.
I'm sure I'm never going to hear that. Okay.
And now you can tell I didn't read the book ahead of time.
That is true. Okay, that's true. You didn't read the book. Maybe you're one of those kids that don't retain.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, name me any quarterback in the last 75 years where they went to college. You're right. I retain stuff when I read it. You're right.
All right, Nancy, have fun at the game.
Congratulations. You beat me. Yep. You kicked my butt. Okay.
Rick and Nancy go into the game.
And I'm sure, Nancy, you've been to the game, but that is just, it's awesome. But I will tell you, they don't take cash. And so just bring your credit card for they got awesome brat stands and they got the hamburger stand and they got all the stuff you can buy, but no cash.
You can't. So, they do have those machines where you can put cash in and it gives you a card. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. I didn't use that.
Of course you did.
I just mooched.
That's
called
technology.
Okay. I just mooched off my friend who was with me.
But you carry very little money.
Yeah.
I've noticed that about you.
I have
very little money.
Right.
It's like, so if we go someplace, what am I supposed to do?
I very little. I usually have some.
Because you know
cash
I carry no money.
Yeah, I know.
You know what's funny? It's like our dads, open up their wallet and they've got like $50. They got like a 20.
They had
a
different
10,
denominations,
five,
which I thought was cool.
Ones.
Right. They didn't just carry like a $100 bill or something.
It's like, I always thought, I can't wait to be a grown up and have money in my wallet all the time. You go someplace and you open your wallet and you got money. It's like, how old do I have to be that guy?
totally was age. Yeah, once I'm an adult, I'll have money in my wallet. Yeah.
You want to play a few more questions?
We both have the coin purse.
I
remember
would
those
love to have one of those
things?
Coin purses. I love those things. Todd, could you turn on my ear things at all? My headphones seemed low. I think that's why I was a little...
I can't. You have the
I've
controls
got it
in there.
Turn all the way up.
Yeah. Is it in all the way?
Yeah.
You know what? It's not as loud as it usually is.
Yes. It's like way off. It's half.
I noticed that yesterday when I did
that. And that's why I think I lost.
But okay. I think
I know what's going on.
Oh, I got it.
Wow.
You turned
the magic button.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I didn't get some
of
those questions.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, here's a new category, guys.
All right.
Music of the 70s.
Oh!
I'm going to get smoked on this.
All right, here we go. Here's
your
first
smoking
answer.
Stuff back in the 70s.
I know, that's why I smoked on it.
Sorry, Mrs. Schmidt. Your son was a pothead.
Oh, heavenly Betsy.
She's listening, John. Mom, that's not true. Okay, go ahead.
Act of contrition for him.
This jazz rock group.
Did you ever make up stuff when you do the prayers? You had to do it?
Let's go to the question.
Remember the act of contrition? Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry. Did you always say, I'm hardly sorry? Oh, my God, I'm hardly sorry.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right, this jazz rock group gave us songs like 25 or 6 to 4.
Chicago.
That is correct.
Yeah, he got it.
That is correct. All right. In his number one hit, I Wish, he wished for those days to come back once more.
Barry Manilow?
No. The song is called I Wish, and in the song, he wished those days could come back once more.
Paul Anka?
No, sir.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a great song.
Yep. All right. Here's
looking
answer number
back, two. I was a little nappy-headed boy. Then my only worry, what kind of Christmas would be my toy? Remember that?
Not at all.
Oh, don't be hanging out with the guy. Okay. Oh, you nasty boy.
Yeah. All right.
Great song.
This cocktail is part of the hook in the Rupert Holmes song, Escape. Yes, sir.
Margarita.
No, that is incorrect. It topped the charts in 1979, Jim. This cocktail is part of the hook in the Rupert Holmes song, Escape.
You're right. I know what it is now. Okay.
Jim?
Let me think.
No, you're out of time.
A drink.
Pina colada.
That is correct. Pina colada is correct. All right. In 1978, on Two Tickets to Paradise, he asked, won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. Yes.
Oh, I thought the question was, what did he say? I was going to say leave tonight.
No.
Darn.
I know exactly who it is. Two Tickets to Paradise.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't think of it.
That's time.
You guys, this is terrible if I'm getting this wrong.
Okay. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
His real name? Edward Mahoney.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And finally, Shut Your Mouth, Isaac Hayes won an Oscar for the theme. Yes, sir.
Chef.
You got it.
Shut your mouth. They say that boy Chef is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Great song, 1971.
Yeah, that's the best.
I won that one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. You didn't get any right.
That's not true.
Oh, you got none right. What one did you get right?
Todd.
You did get one right.
Okay. See, you just make this up as you go along. I would never do that.
I make stuff up? You make stuff up more than anybody I've ever known in my life. Who are you to tell me I make bleep up?
You make bleep up. Okay, well, Nancy's going to the game, so that's all I care about.
Nice. Afternoon game. That's beautiful.
It is.
Good stuff. We got to get this in real quick. Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, yes. Pella, as many of you know, is one of our advertisers, and I can speak firsthand with Pella because I have a house with lots of windows, and we, over years, upgraded all our windows to save us on our heat bill and electricity, and we did it with Pella Windows. And I also live in an older home, and when they came in and we talked to them, and I didn't really know them back then. I mean, that was a few years ago. They come in with their little laptop and just design. We can do this. We can do this. Vinyl, wood. We can do these grid. We can do arched windows. And anyway, it was awesome. And they didn't charge for that at all. We picked out what we wanted, and we put a pricing plan together with them. And it's great. And we haven't had to replace them at all. I mean, they have the best windows, I think, out there. So it's great. And I would just encourage people to go to PellaWI.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's it. Free in-home consultation.
Right. And they have some pricing plans now that they didn't have.
$18 a month for windows, yeah. $81 for doors per month.
And that patio door.
On the 31st.
Yeah, and that patio door with screen, those are so nice to have, great patio doors, because, you know, letting the dog out, going outside, it's nice to have. So, yeah, that's the place to go. Pella?
1977.
This is your Stevie Wonder
thing. Was a little nappy-headed boy. Then my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my toy?
What did you say?
77.
76.
Ah! I've been off by 1 year.
Just one,
yeah.
You're losing it, John.
I know.
Pella. Stick with them, Johnny.
Quick break back after this. We were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door. Hang up with those hoodlum friends of mine. Jim asked me something during the break that I didn't have an answer to.
That happens all the time.
Is he still with us?
Oh,
Stevie
yes.
Wonder?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
You just don't hear much about him anymore, huh?
Yeah, he didn't do much. Okay. Just a question.
Yeah. He was great, though, man.
I wonder
better.
If he's playing smaller venues.
I don't know.
Like, it'd be great to get him, like, the Grand. Well, that's probably, I don't know, just something like that. I think people would come to see him, wouldn't you?
I think he's got one of the greatest voices of all time. You know what song? Song that used to give me goosebumps to everything? My Cherie Amore. My Cherie Amore.
No,
oh, my God.
I'm just saying that.
Such a great voice.
Yes, he did.
Hang on. Todd's the magic man. Watch it. It'll appear.
What was another song that was much, is more.
Oh, yeah, tons of songs. Superstition.
Yeah. No.
Sir Duke. Sunshine of My Life.
Listen to this voice right here in this.
That is good.
Lovely as a summer day. Yeah. Isn't he great?
Yeah, that's
just
great.
Fantastic.
That's good music.
Who do you think? You're a music guy. Used to be in music or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who do you, and Todd, you too. Who had the best voice? I mean, the best singing voice. Because I like guys whose voices are kind of rough. Like, I love, like, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Jamie Johnson.
Andy Williams, Dick Bennett. Those guys are
not
just
Dick Bennett.
Dick Bennett, the basketball coach?
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, I mean.
I can't imagine Dick singing.
After a couple of drinks at the Christmas party.
He was great.
Was
great. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. He was awesome.
Yeah.
No, there's some, there's just
the best
that Velvet.
Voices, who, pure voices.
Who was the guy we had his kid on here? The Velvet?
Yep.
Mel Torme?
Mel Torme. Oh yeah, there's just
I liked Al Jarreau. I mean, he's just
Al Jarreau. He was great
when they've got the
he was smooth. Yeah. He was so smooth.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I know, but Jim likes Leslie Uggams. So
I remember Leslie Uggams.
Deanna
Warwick.
What's so funny about that?
I really liked Donna Summer.
Donna Summers
in the day. I thought she was great. Well, and of course it's Barry White. Love to love you, baby.
Well, and Barry Manilow, who's coming to the Rush.
Yeah. Right, $400 a ticket.
I know.
Yeah.
I've heard people say.
Oh, yeah.
This is your shaft.
If I was the big black man, I'd be just like him. I would.
I don't know about that.
I really would.
Weird. Yes. I'm sure you would.
There's a promo for you, Todd.
I think I'll avoid that.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to me like it's
enough.
Just saying.
Is this Shaft? The
no,
song?
No. This is Isaac Hayes.
Can't get enough of your love.
Oh.
It's just not enough.
76.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, I would.
Your love, babe.
That didn't matter.
Somebody said Roy Orbison. That would be a great
one. Yeah.
You know what?
Good call.
What you
76.
Oh, man.
75.
74.
Oh, way off. You're getting worse, John. No, that Roy Orbison. That guy.
That was probably as clear and clean as anybody you'll ever find.
Man.
Was he blind? What was his?
No, he was bad eyesight.
Okay.
But he didn't move around a lot on stage either. That's crying.
Did he come to the Carlton?
Yeah.
I was
this guy's assembly. Yeah. When he
does get much better than that.
Huh? No, I don't. When he gets to the end of this, yeah, that's.
But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello.
Great. But I mean, like, I used to love Bob Dylan, but you couldn't understand 90% of the words, and he mumbled and everything, but he was popular. Mm-hmm. Versus the guys who had these unbelievable voices.
Yeah.
Who could be, that's why I still think, and I guess I like guys whose voices are kind of rough. Are you going to let that one slide, Jim?
I didn't say that.
No, I thought you'd have a comment about that.
I do, but on the air.
Yeah.
Like that guy who, like a rock. You know, that like that kind of
Bob
voice.
Seger?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Bob Seger.
I'm just saying that. Do you think, who's the other guy that was here? Oh, no, he wasn't here. We tried to get him here. His daughter is in horse riding. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. She didn't make the Olympic team. Did you see that? Yeah.
Boy, the money they, I mean.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, Springsteen's another one.
Right. It has that little, I think that's what the caller was talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway,
at my funeral. Okay. Oh,
man, it's going to be a long funeral. Okay, what else do you want?
I want all my favorite, when you're standing in line, people waiting in line to pay homage to me.
Yep.
You know,
John,
what I mean?
Just, okay, what? How long? Okay.
I'm just, can I just?
You're assuming a really long
this
line.
This is my own funeral, Jim.
Okay, you're right. You won't
can I have it. One thing in my life?
What do you want? You can have your own funeral. All right, what do you want when we're standing in line, it wraps around
you remind me of place, sometimes. You remind me sometimes.
Down the street. Okay, I'll have security there, traffic, you know.
He reminds me of a former mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
What do you want?
I want Springsteen.
Yep.
Oh, you want a montage?
I want Bob Seger.
Yeah.
As they roll me out, I want them to play Roll Me Away as they carry me out.
You've said something else you wanted.
Yeah, but I want all my, Neil Diamond.
What do you want?
All my favorite musicians.
There?
No, just playing in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Get that list put together so we can work on that.
I will.
Quickly,
I will.
Quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to have this guy. This was the greatest song of all time. I sang this for my granddaughters driving up to Michigan last week. We had it really loud. I sang this entire song. I think they loved it.
That's a good word.
I think. Greatest song of all time. And it was written while he was driving through the UP on his motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I was tired of my own voice.
So am I.
Took a bead
on the northern plains and
just rolled that power on. He went from Detroit up to Mackinac City.
Oh, Mackinac.
And then drove all the way across the UP. Hang on. 12 hours out of Mackinac City. Stopped at a bar to have a brew. That was in La Crosse.
Oh,
the bar really? Was in La Crosse. At his concert, he talked about it, about the different places he was on this song. And it was in La Crosse, a bar in La Crosse, where he met this girl and this whole thing.
Wow.
And he went from Mackinac City all the way across the UP, across Wisconsin, into, he talked about it at his concert here in Green Bay.
All right, that's cool.
I knew what she was thinking. As they take me out, I want this song going. What? I'm going to make this an event. Dom will be in charge.
Yeah.
Phenomenal food. Because this, he wrote, turn the page in a hotel in Eau Claire.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I think that's cool.
Got on that bike. That's the only reason I want a motorcycle. And we rode clean out of sight. Went up to listen to J.J. Gray and the Mofro last night in Fish Creek. I noticed a lot of cherries that need to be picked. Jim?
Saturday, I'm going with a group of people from the new community shelter.
Might
we'll
be
pick
too late.
Up.
Could I come?
This is interesting stuff on this. Yeah. Who's this guy?
Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
Back after this.